please forgive me. Because the Bible tells us that the Lord disciplines those he loves, which means your children have not been experiencing your love if you haven't been disciplining them, right? So I want to be a better father who's more faithful and who loves you, because I do want good for you. And I've been selfish. And please forgive me. Now, I am going to start disciplining you more. Not right now. But you need to know this is on my radar. And you can bet different kids are different, but they're all going to test you and see if you mean it. Okay. And even though they won't like the discipline, because all discipline's unpleasant for a season, they will interpret it rightly as love if it's lovingly administered. My dad loves me enough to deal with this problem, right? And the same way with, you know, anything else. If you call out your wife's sin, dear, I have not loved you in your anger, right? I've been very selfish. I haven't addressed you when you've been very angry and disrespectful towards me. Would you please forgive me? That's been my failure to love you, right? What I want you to experience from me is loving, patient, but firm direction, leadership. It's not okay, and you know it's not okay. You know it's not okay when you're angry like that. I know that you know that doesn't honor the Lord, and I want to help you to deal with that. I want to help you understand what's going on, and I want to help you to apply God's grace so that you're not an angry woman, or whatever it is, you understand? So you're applying it to others last. If there's a deficiency in your family, don't start by applying it to others. Own your sin before the Lord, know his grace, grow, and then go to them. So, conclusion. We do face significant challenges as men in our feminized society, and our Lord calls us to act for good. That's the good of our families, it's good of the church, it's good of community, it's good of your workplace. We're not aiming to change the nation. Right? You want to change your family. You want to start at the national level, or sorry, the local level. You want to start at the smallest level. So you want to be faithful in the actual immediate responsibilities the Lord has given you. Who's your wife? Who's your children? What's your work? What's your neighborhood? Okay. We're called to be faithful to actual people, actual responsibilities. And then collectively as a church, we can be a force for considerable good, collectively. The Lord will give you the grace you need to obey him. So look to him, depend upon him, call out to him, and fight for his glory. Now, if you have your booklet, turn to the inside cover. I don't know if you know, these are the final words of King David. David's last recorded words. Here's what he says. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, when one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. When one rules justly over men and women and children, ruling in the fear of God, you are a force for powerful good. Brothers, the Lord wants to do tremendous good in you and through you as you rule justly in the fear of the Lord. You can dawn on them like the morning light. You can bring life and health and abundance to the people that the Lord gives you. So may the Lord make us all just rulers for his glory. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have given us your word, you've revealed your will to us. And we know that as men, you call us to rule justly for your glory. You've given us relationships and responsibilities so that others can experience your good through us. Father, where we have failed, please forgive us. Please give us humble hearts to recognize our sin, our selfishness, our pride, our self-pity, our abdication, our harshness. Lord, help us to own our sins and repent and know the grace of our Savior so that we can be forgiven and cleansed. We can have clean consciences before you. And then, Father, help us to see the scope of the responsibilities that you've entrusted to us so that we can exercise authority for good. We can bring your grace and truth to bear, that others will be protected and provided for and built up, that the world will benefit from the grace of godly rulers who dawn on them like the morning light, and that it would glorify your holy name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.